Jurgens of our KFGO news team drops in as he does every weekday at 4:06 exactly p.m.
Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Mike.
Hump day! Yeah!
Did you get a little text from me about 8 o'clock this morning?
Every Wednesday. Yes, I expect it now at about 8 o'clock this morning. I get the old text from Jerry.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
That's the short version.
We like that one. Hey, speaking of, I can't do that transition. Fire in Wahpeton. We got some text messages in saying that there's a big fire in Wahpeton. Do we have our Southern Valley correspondent, Gary Rogers?
You mean our bureau chief?
Our bureau chief? I've sold him short.
He's been elevated.
I guess he has been elevated.
Yes, Gary was Gary on the spot. And
Gary on the spot.
A farmer, I think south of town, is burning a large pile of tires. It's producing black smoke.
That's what it is.
That's what's producing.
We have all these people.
Breckenridge, Wahpeton.
Texting us. And I appreciate them.
Oh, yes.
Giving us a heads up. We appreciate the.
So he investigated, and that's what he found. I don't know whether that's environmental. Well, it's not mine.
It's not our not our decision to make, is it?
That's something for the health department. No, but there's tire fire.
Now, is it on the Minnesota side or the North Dakota side?
I think it's on the North Dakota side, but don't quote me.
No, I won't.
Because I don't know if Gary went. Well, he drove by and realized. And maybe it was accidental. You know, sometimes these tires just.
Sure, they just go up in flames.
Flare out.
If it's on the Minnesota side, the PCA will be there in about 2.4 seconds to throw that farmer in the clink. Okay, but I don't mean this in a bad way. I was kind of hoping it was actually going to be a little bit of a story.
Whose is this?
Sandy Buttweiler's.
Oh.
Leaves in here every day.
What is it? It's for an iPhone, right?
iPhone or iPad charger, yes.
My wife left hers in Fergus Falls and her sister took it home. You think it'd be okay if I borrowed this for a few days?
Just take it, yeah. Okay. Just take it.
Thanks.
Then it wouldn't be in here every day.
We won't say anything.
Here's what I was going to say.
Sorry.
I was hoping that it was going to be a story a little bit bigger than a pile of tires burning, because I'd love to get GR with his updates from Wahpeton. So yeah. Sadly, they always come kind of in bad situations with a fire or an accident or a bad storm.
We can't make news.
No. I'm not asking for that. I'm not asking for that. I just like GR being a part of my show.
I tell you a quick little story about GR.
You sure
There's
can.
A lot of stories.
You sure can.
You know, he was a member of the Wahpeton Fire Department for 39 years.
39 years.
And I'm not going to name names, but I was at a function here recently. let's just say an area community. And I happened to run into the fire chief from that community. And he said, or I said, I don't know how the conversation started. I said, so, you see GR around much? He says, oh, yeah. Whenever we have a fire, he's there. He says, you know, sometimes I'm standing like close to the scene and right next to me is GR. He said, sometimes he's like not where he's supposed to be, like right next to me. I said, really? Is that right? I said, well, you know his background. He was a fireman. And I went, yeah. He didn't cause any trouble, but it's kind of funny how GR all of a sudden
shows up on the scene.
He's on the wrong side of the fire line. It's not where the media is supposed to be.
Well, but he's GR. He's kind of. He knows the fire scene.
He knows the
ins and outs.
And he knows where not to be, and he just kind of moves right in.
He's fine. 4 o'clock, four pack. A heck of a fisherman, too, by the way.
Yes, he is.
GR really is. That's the truth. I'm not.
And he fishes a lot.
Yes, he does.
He does.
He knows all the spots in southeast North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
How many has he shared with you?
None.
Same as with me.
Once in a while, he'll say, oh, I'm going to head down toward Tawakin. Yep. That's about as, won't narrow it down.
Rutland. I get, you know, over by Havana. Oh, that narrows it down. That's a 500 square mile area. Thanks, GR. Top 4 o'clock, four pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. He skipped shore lunch up at Lake of the Woods, too. Him and his buddies from Rutland and Cayuga and all that. We want to fish a lot more. Well, it's like, but it's this great shoreline. They're frying up walleyes and baked beans and potatoes and
bonding.
Yeah. Camaraderie.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I had to go shit. It was fun. They skipped it. Number four. So then, in the restaurant after, they had the cooks at the restaurant at Ballard's. They had them cook up their fish for them. That's what they did. They said, "Well, we didn't go to shore lunch, so you cook up the fish for us." And the girl's like, well,
really?
Why didn't you go to shore lunch? And we didn't want to. We wanted to fish. She's like, I'll go check. Yeah, we can do that for you. And then I'm not sure they left a very good tip either. But that, I'm not going to point that out.
Well, I can't speak for the other fellows, but I know GR. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Cobwebs, moths, all that stuff. Number four.
The first dollar
speaking
ever
of Lake
made.
Of the Woods. It's in a frame in his house. Number four. This is a sad story from Lake of the Woods. And I didn't mean this to segue this way, but remember yesterday we talked about the boaters in the boat who had died on Lake of the Woods in the boat when they were found, and with a survivor when their boat washed up. Apparently it was carbon monoxide fumes that killed them.
Engine related. Now, I do know that they were on a 25-foot boat, and I don't know whether that had a canopy or something that would trap the fumes. The two victims are from the Twin Cities area, I believe Champlin, the two men that died. And they had a friend, I believe, from Crystal.
Crystal, that's actually my hometown.
And
yeah.
He is hospitalized at Alter in Grand Forks. But they've determined the preliminary autopsy indicated carbon monoxide poisoning while fishing on Lake of the Woods.
And I never thought, because I was wondering, how could you get carbon monoxide poisoning on a boat? But I bet it would be an enclosed cabin. Yeah. So
it was a larger boat.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So larger boats up there. And that's apparently what happened. And there'll be further investigation, follow-up, BCA and Lake of the Woods County, but that's the way it appears.
Terrible, terrible story. Number three on our list, Jurgi. This is odd. Over there in London, in the financial district, there is a building, a 37-story tower known as the walkie-talkie, because it kind of is shaped or something like a walkie-talkie.
I saw a picture of it somewhere today, yeah.
But the sun, apparently, at this time of the year, reflects off this building in a certain manner, at a certain angle.
If sun in London?
Once a year.
Rain all the time.
London fog. Used to have a lot of clothing from London Fog, didn't you? London Fog
clothing? I think they're still around.
But the sun shines off this building.
Yes.
And it reflects the sunlight in a certain angle.
Mm-hmm.
And the beam of sunlight coming off this building is so strong, Jurgi, that it's melting parts of cars.
Plastic.
Yes. It's like a death ray or something coming off this building in London.
And I think that there is a building or two in Las Vegas that also has problems like that. They're all glass. They're all mirrored, and it gets hot in Vegas, and it'll fry an egg on the sidewalk if the angle's right.
So is it all about the mirrored? Is that kind of
I
what
think
the,
so? Reflection.
So does your bedroom get the angles?
What are you talking?
Just are you start the bed?
What are you
fire?
Talking about?
I just figured you'd have a lot of mirrors. In
I
your
don't
bedroom.
Have any mirrors.
Ceiling.
No, Jesus.
Oh my gosh!
I just see him.
What? What?
I'm just asking.
No.
Went down a strange path
and
there.
You sure did. So I don't know what they're going to do about
it. I don't know either.
I put some shades up, I suppose, on the outside.
I hope you would in your
building in London or
yes,
Vegas.
Yes.
But yeah, it's melting cars. It's melting plastic cars. They just get super hot.
What if a person was in the way of that beam of light?
I'm sure you'd probably burn yourself.
Oh, yeah. They get burned.
And I think as they built the building, somebody thought about it. One of the engineers said, hey, what about? And then somebody, that's sunny enough
it's
here.
It's London. There's always fog here. Haven't you heard of the clothing line?
So they've got a conundrum.
It's a conundrum. What are you going to do? Tear down the building?
No,
paint it black?
I don't think so. Well, it'd be very hot inside.
Don't
then.
Park in those spots.
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know. That's interesting.
Mike.
Number two on our list, Cleveland, Ohio. It's a city over there in
Dateline.
Ohio. Dateline, Cleveland, Ohio. Ariel Castro, the creep who kidnapped those young women years ago and kept them captive in his home and abused them in various ways. Old Ariel, he couldn't take more than a couple of weeks or a couple of months in captivity. Didn't like his future, so he took the easy way out and killed himself.
How did that happen?
He hung himself.
I know, but
with a bed sheet.
How does that happen? And I think it was more of a prison, a transitional prison. I don't know if it was county jail.
He's kept away from the other prisoners.
How did he use a bed sheet?
He used a bed sheet, they said.
Well.
I'm
not a corrections expert, but you don't give someone that's on suicide watch, and he had been, a bed sheet.
I thought he hadn't been.
I thought
that's what they talked about.
Well, maybe he should have been, right?
Well, I would think so.
But you don't give him... He was going to spend the rest of his life in prison. He admitted to it all. Spared for the death penalty. And then
There is a review of procedure going on right now in Cleveland, Ohio, or Cuyahoga County, or wherever the heck they are.
Someone who is facing a life, multiple life sentences. I mean, you'd think that. I think they checked on him every half hour
was the.
Well, if we were to talk to Sheriff Lady or his jail commander, Captain Tollefson, I just think that procedures were not followed. I mean, you watch somebody like that, and you don't give them anything that they could harm themselves or anyone else. But,
I agree. It's just bad. Number one, Jurgi, Syria. There actually is news today. The Senate panel charged with looking into this and had testimony from John Kerry the past couple days. They voted, 10-7 to authorize the use of force, military force, U.S. military force, in Syria.
And we're still waiting for our representatives and senators to come down on either side, and it seems like they're mostly on the fence. North Dakota, Congressman Kramer, Senators Heitkamp and Hovind have not said where they stand. Minnesota, Al Franken, Keith Ellison, Democrats say they're likely to support the resolution.
Right? Yep.
Yes. Along with Republican John Klein, Michelle Bachmann, Eric Paulson, Rick Nolan, and Colin Peterson remain opposed. Senator Klobuchar, Representative McCollum, and Representative Walz still haven't decided. We could have a vote next week sometime. It sounds as though seemed like yesterday momentum was building and building and building, and then kind of backed off, and now people aren't so sure.
Well, they shouldn't be so sure. This is a major issue.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is...
I don't disagree.
This isn't something to be taken lightly. Yeah,
stick our nose in there, and then how long are we there, and then what happens?
It's just a quick, short strike. That's all it's going to be. There won't be boots on the ground. Let's make a bet right now, okay? Let's make a bet. That if we fire missiles into Syria, let's bet that within 18 months, we have boots on the ground there. That's our history. That's what we do.
And you can't, you know, Putin is not on board at all?
No.
So I don't know. Your thoughts are we should be cautious. We should
stay the heck out of there, are my thoughts. That's if I was in Congress, I would actually have the courage to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to do this.
Without the authorization, you think President Obama will move forward?
Without authorization, he will not move forward. So. It wasn't his red line. Didn't you hear that? It's not my red line. It's the world's red line, Jerry. The world's red line.
Jerry?
I'm going back to my Seinfeld days. Everything goes back to Seinfeld for me. Everything.
It's the world's red line. He didn't create the line. It'll be interesting to see. You know, nobody wants to win there, but on the other hand, you just let... And I guess there are atrocities going on all over the world.
Yeah, there are.
That we know about.
There's an atrocity in this building from 2 to 5 in the studio every day.
Have we taken... Now, don't speak to Daniel like that.
No, my show is an atrocity,
yes. Well, I've heard it described as a train wreck. You know, there are things going on all over the world that they're bad.
Yes.
And that we know about.
Yes.
And have we?
No.
Haven't taken action.
No, but this is gas. This is the Middle East. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. Jurgi, thank you.
All right, Michael.
Anything else? You have nothing.
No. Working on some good stories, though, we'll have in the next few days. Puckers.
Gonna check through the Fargo Police Department records.
It's been done. No.
I thought when you look at some of those stories.
Puckers.
When you look at some of those stories, you know, so in how many years the Cass County Sheriff's Department has X number of complaints or things?
You mean the jail?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
43,000 intakes.
Yeah, and like 6 complaints.
And people were let out a day early.
That's a pretty efficient system. That's a pretty good job by those people over there at Cass County.
And the sheriff, to his credit, he wrote a letter to the editor
that kind of like that
yesterday,
didn't he?
And he kind of took the high road.
He did.
And said, you know, I didn't really like the headline, but thanks for pointing out how efficient and. How professional my jail staff is.
Ah, see, that's I like that, Sheriff. Thanks, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director here on the Mike McFeely Show.